The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Mine is deep. I'm watching Steve Kahn on Good Morning Football. And he's saying, yeah, this is a great receiver class. There should be five or six guys, maybe five or six receivers that go in the first round. That's an answer to a question. Nick Caserio, that's how you answer a question about how deep is the wide receiver position. It's awesome. It is awesome. So there could be five or six receivers go in the first round. But now, that could mean it's just top heavy. It could. If Elijah Moore goes first round with the other three, right? We know three for sure.
The guys are Bateman and Kadarius Toney and Terrace Marshall. Those are the ones you look for. I don't think Terrace Marshall gets there. Toney could. Elijah Moore could. They're both a little smaller. And then Rashad Bateman.
Elijah Moore is the fourth.
The over-under is 4.5.
The over-under is 4.5. Elijah Moore is fourth.
I think so, yeah.
Ahead of Kadarius Toney.
I think so. It could be Kadarius Toney.
If Terrace Marshall didn't have the knee, he'd be a first rounder.
It'd be pretty close, yeah. I'm just telling you, a lot of people are going to think he's going to first. I'm just telling you, from what I hear, I don't think he's going to first. So
that's a degenerative knee?
I just heard he's got a knee.
Oh, you better not be reckless about this.
No. He's got a knee. Enough to keep him out of the first, potentially. When I ask teams, first, second, more second. More second. See, have any medicals? Like a knee. Okay.
Otherwise, dude should be a first rounder. He's talented.
He's talented.
No, he's. I mean, look at the
big and fast.
And yeah,
hey, he could go late. Like
he
maybe
made plays
says,
in the championship season.
Maybe
it was always like, oh wow, that's another nice
maybe,
play by Terrace
Marshall.
Maybe
somebody wants him for 5 years. I mean, there could be five or six.
He.
I don't know why he's why Steve can't. I'm answering questions.
You
That's
don't
not how you do that.
If you're a GM.
You
don't.
Just say, well, you know, right?
No.
Like, we don't know. And sometimes
you double and triple talk.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Well, there are some positions that are, you know, some of them are more worthy than others. And, you know, you just have to evaluate. If there's a bunch of good players at that position, then it's a good position. So we just look at
guys. Hey,
who
guys am I to say, you know?
Yeah.
Well, because you're the GM and we're asking you a question. Yeah, but, you know, my opinion's no more valid than yours. And. No. Sometimes when you look at the positions, there's different value will change from year to year. Which ones are the most valuable positions? No, that's not what we're at. It's not even what we're asking.
The response should have been, well, if I was a scout, would you think my opinion is as valuable as yours? Because I've heard otherwise.
Oh, right. You don't value what a scout thinks any way, shape, or form.
I guess if I was a scout, not a reporter, this would go differently.
Is this a little disrespectful? That Devontae Smith's being compared to Todd Pinkston just because of how skinny he is?
It's just the physical.
Well, one's the greatest receiver in college football history, and the other's Todd Pinkston. Why are you comparing him to Todd?
Do you know what Philadelphia Eagles fans used to call Todd Pinkston?
Stinkston. Yeah.
Todd Stinkston.
They're very clever.
It was a pretty good roast, though, Dell. When anytime you can rhyme stink with the player.
Yes, let's compare.
Zach Stinky?
Let's compare the first.
Oh,
true,
how's Zach Stinky doing?
Yeah.
Good.
Saving the action.
How's Todd Stinkston doing?
Probably doing pretty well with his money.
Let's compare Todd Pinkston to the first true wide receiver to win the Heisman Trophy since 1991. He and Todd Pinkston are the same guy. Same guy. Didn't Todd Pinkston play at Southern Miss?
Todd Pinkston and Devontae Smith are the same guy?
Yeah, because I guess they weigh.
Well, apparently, we're going to put Todd Pinkston up there when we're talking about whether or not Devontae Smith can play in the NFL.
Why not pick Isaac Bruce?
That's a little disrespectful.
A little?
Well, how much did Todd Pinkston weigh? That's the whole thing.
I think he weighed, at least according to this, 180.
180? So, well, that's a big dude compared
at 6'3",
to Devontae 180. Smith.
Yeah. But and then I go to his Pro Football Reference, 6'2", 174 for Todd Pinkston, what are we doing? Let me pull
Barry, up. You can't find physical comps of players that.
Let me pull up his college stats.
They're as good as Devontae Smith. Like, it doesn't look good. Historically, and a lot of teams will say, all right, historically, who does this guy remind you of? It's very hard. The only one you can really look for is Marvin Harrison. He played.
Well,
like
Chad Johnson said he played it despite
Chad's
his listed.
A mother bleeping lie.
Is he lying? He didn't.
He
play
was in the 190s.
Well, he said that wasn't his playing weight.
Yeah, but he admitted on Twitter when I said something about it. He said in Twitter that he played at 185 or his last season of college or whatever. He was nowhere near this weight. Chad just putting that out there. Chad didn't weigh 160 pounds. That's light. This dude's light, but yeah. He's really good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not good. He's light, though.
Yeah.
You can't find another guy. DeSean Jackson? No, because he's going to be catching balls at DeSean. DeSean Jackson just went in a straight line a lot.
Yeah.
He's going to catch crossing routes.
Why do you
overs,
keep on taking Marvin Harrison off him?
Here comes. I just don't see it. Marvin was a little short strider, short stepper. I just physically, he had a torso. He's like long torso, short legs. It's just physically, I just think it's the visual. I don't think they look anything alike.
But the
probably
way
their
is
game,
what
yeah, maybe their game is similar. Like maybe.
And Marvin was in the 180 range too.
Yeah.
Like 179, 180, so still bigger. Yeah, almost 15 bigger. Pounds bigger in some cases.
What was the little wide receiver from Miami that went to the Redskins and had long arms?
Santana Moss?
Somebody compared
was
him
it
to Peter.
Santana? Was Santana?
I heard the comp as
no,
Peter,
not Santana.
Peter Warwick.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's disrespectful.
Well, no. That was yesterday I said that.
Yeah. Peter Warwick. Somebody had Peter
but
Warwick.
He was smaller,
on.
Though.
He was. Slower.
Guarantee
he's too.
Bigger than that.
Yeah, he was bigger and slower than Devontae.
You can't find
shifty.
Many.
He was shifty. It's you can't find a comp, a physical comp.
Not Todd a guy Pinkston, who's this good.
Dede Westbrook has some similarities physically. That's not a bad physical comp. Dede Westbrook.
And Dede Westbrook just doesn't miss. Does he miss time because of injury or just because he's not good? He only played. Yeah, he's missed some games. He only played two games last year. I'm not sure why, what injury took place, but. And then he played very little in his rookie year, which is 2017. You're right. You're not going to find many guys. It's just hard. There are not many guys who are first-round worthy at that size. He did a remarkable thing in college.
Well, he's the greatest college.
That's what I'm saying. He did a remarkable thing.
Mm-hmm. What about the fun bunch? Who was the Smurfs for the Redskins?
Go back to the Smurfs?
Yeah.
Well, they played.
They're tiny. Mark Clayton, not Clayton. Duper. Although one of those guys was real small. Who were the Fun Bunch? God, you got to go back to where it's Fun Bunch and the fat fans would wear pig noses in the stands.
Yeah.
That's the football we're going back to? John Riggins, was he there still? Yeah, Dave Butts?
Well, was it a more,
Charlie Brown,
a
Alvin
more physical
Garrett,
game
and Virgil
Alvin
Say?
Garrett.
Alvin Garrett? Or Charlie Brown?
I don't know. This is kind of before my
yeah, game. That is kind of before.
I just remember Alvin Garrett's name.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown a little bit, but.
Yeah. I don't remember Virgil Say.
Alvin Garrett was 5'7".
The Kansas City
Brown
Chiefs.
Brown was the tallest. Brown was 5'10".
The Kansas City Chiefs considered drafting Kevin Johnson, and they didn't because of his size. And they said, this dude plays tough, which means he's going to get hurt. He's too small. He's going to get hurt. They took him off the board. They drafted Marcus Peters. You know who did take him?
The Texans.
The Houston Texans. You know who suffered from concussions and injury?
Well, because he him. Played well, like he was 215.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. Devontae Smith doesn't play like a punk at all. Devontae Smith plays tough. Like, he's not afraid of you.
Yeah.
But at some point, you're going to need to hit the dirt. You need to slide down.
I don't
down
think
and,
that 8 more pounds would make that much of a difference.
No,
though,
the point is, though, in the NFL, when he runs crossing routes and dig routes, he's going to have a safety coming downhill trying to knock him out of games.
He's had that, though, in the SEC. That's
college guys, yeah. And that's college defenses. This is pro. He's going to get hit. He's going to take some shots. So.
I'm going to take him. I want him on my team.
I do, too. I like him a lot, but I don't think it's stupid. I've seen it, and I've seen injuries enough to know the guys who are smaller a lot of times do have injuries. Hollywood Brown, has he played the entire time, or wasn't he injured, too?
I'd have to look.
Hollywood's the closest physically to weight comp. Hollywood was in the 160s. Hollywood Brown has missed time because of injury. Now, I don't know if it was injury like hurt or if it was soft tissue.
He played 16 games last year.
So well, that his rookie year.
I played 14.
How about Ted Ginn?
Yeah, Ginn's not bad.
He played at 167 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's played 100
Ginn
years.
Is actually the physical comp.
Yes. He's fast. Soft. And oh, by the way, he's played for 100 years now.
Soft. That's why he plays for so many teams. Devontae's the opposite. Devontae's like tough Ted Ginn, which I would like that. Actually, I like that. There's a reason I haven't. Yeah, and I also have Devontae, the third best player in the draft, and I'm not moving him. I love Devontae Smith. I just know that small guys get hurt. So it is a concern. Not Ted Ginn.
167 pounds playing.
Ted Ginn's running out of bounds first chance he gets.
That's right. Well, maybe Devontae Smith will too. Maybe he'll be smart instead of RG3.
Remember the greatest Sean Turf guys? Remember when Holt and especially Isaac Bruce was diving into the ground before anyone could hit him? So?
Yeah.
So?
Did it stop him? No.
You say whatever you want about me. I'm diving into the turf.
Yeah.
We're out here trying to get 500 total yards on
That's right.
That's what sometimes Devontae may have to do some of that. Just to extend his life. Franco Harris, for what? I'm running out of bounds. Ricky Waters, I ain't going over the middle. For what? For who?
Well, it was funny. That and back then, Franco used to catch it.
That was the epitome of something you didn't do.
Yeah.
You're running out of bounds?
And you know what? Franco just kept going to the bank. I know. I can't hear you because there's so many rings in my ears. 10-14, yes. Greg, we'll get you on the
other
side.
Half Italian,
that's
Franco.
That's right, baby. That's my guy, Franco. 713-780-376.
I pity Franco.
Franco's army.
I pity Franco if he was in The Godfather.
Franco was what?
If he was in The Godfather.
He wasn't in The Godfather.
I said, I pity him. He's in the 70s. That's what he played.
He did.
They probably would have said something. Oh, Italian, yeah, right.
Let me tell you.
He's an Italian. Whatever.
I only like half of Franco.
10-14 ESPN 975.
I don't like the other half.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lord.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Yeah, but it was 1017 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-37. Let's get Greg in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about the Dolphins, Del. Does it get any better than this for you? What's up,
Greg? What's going on, guys? How are we doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, that's a great bodyguard reference, by the way. Hey, listen, Lance, I wanted to ask. I heard from a friend of mine, a Dolphins friend of mine, that there was a chance that the Dolphins could possibly move from 18 up to 9 with Denver, and that would give them two top 10, and it would only cost them a second round to do that. Have you heard anything like that?
You don't go up from 18 to 9 and only give up a second rounder.
Yeah, I wonder how much that would cost.
That's going to cost more than that.
Yeah,
that's going to cost way more than that.
Probably a third,
not nine two. Spots in the first round. No way.
You're looking at multiple day two picks at least, right? For that, a second and a third.
There's a tracker that you can move from 18 to nine
spots. What did it cost San Francisco to move up 9? They went from 12 to 3, and it cost them multiple first rounders to do it. So they went up for a quarterback, and the Dolphins knew that, and they probably had them in a bidding war. I would think it would be more than a second. You're probably looking at a third rounder added in. Or maybe some type of pick swap when the Dolphins are dropping down around and the San Francisco and Denver's moving up around or something. What is that for? To get Pitts and Waddle or something? That's what you've been hearing?
I would assume so. I mean, I would assume it would be for a second receiver or maybe,
wow,
maybe somebody else that they like. But I can't imagine who else or what else it would be.
Yeah, I saw one of the Dolphins riders, thanks for the call, Greg. I saw one of the Dolphins riders float that out there. The Dolphins are one of the teams who floats out a lot of stuff just because they want a lot of noise and fog surrounding their thoughts. No one really knows what the Dolphins are going to do. I don't think anyone really knows who they want at that position because they were in a position where they could take any pass catcher they wanted and thought the ability to get an extra pick from San Francisco was enough because remember they got two and they had to trade one away or one of their own away with Philly to move back up. I wouldn't trust anyone to know what the Dolphins are going to do, and they like it that way.
Yeah. No. And put it, goodness gracious, you get Waddle and Pitts in this draft?
Yeah, or maybe Smith falls to nine. That's you feel
5
better,
years of those guys,
and you feel better taking him at 9 than you would at 6 when another guy is on the board. Who knows? I mean, but what are you giving up? 2 seconds for that to move up 9 spots? Is that what it takes?
Well, what is it? What did it take to move up to?
That's what I'm saying. San Francisco had to give up.
Yeah,
two ones,
and their one.
Yeah. To move up for a quarterback. Now, the Dolphins wouldn't be moving up for a quarterback, and maybe all the quarterbacks, except for maybe Fields or whoever, is off the board. So it wouldn't be for that type of premium slot. But
Denver needs.
And what does Denver need?
Denver needs
most?
A quarterback. They ain't moving back, if anything, but Denver's moving up.
Yeah, I don't know where Greg got it from, but I do think it was a hypothetical put out there by a Miami writer.
I think there's a fall. You know, we got a lot of good players coming through 11, 12, they're still going to be really good players, 13. When you get to 18 now.
You're talking about pass rushers who don't have a lot of sacks in their resume or have some health issues.
Third or fourth offensive tackles.
Maybe your first running back off the board at that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, the premium stuff is in that first 12 picks or so.
Yep.
Or maybe, I don't think, does J.C. Horn fall past 15 or so? I don't know. He's another guy people like.
Now, if you like him a lot, because, you know, Farley's probably dropping because of his medicals. Obviously, Sertan's going to be gone. If you like Horn a lot, you might be able to get him at 18.
I don't think the Dolphins would. They have a lot of money invested in two corners, and then they drafted a corner in the first round last year. But if you're Denver.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's okay if you're Denver and you like a corner, and J.C. Horn might be there.
And you can get some.
And extra picks with it. For a team trying to rebuild, we hear that they like quarterback stuff too. So, do you ride one more year with Drew Lock and hope it's you're right about him going into a draft where right now it doesn't appear it's going to be as full of first round quarterbacks? But who knows? This draft turned into Mac Jones being the third overall taken. So, who knows what could happen?
Some breaking news, Dell.
Or third quarterback taken. Excuse me.
Some breaking news right now, Dell. Caitlyn Jenner is officially running for governor of California. Are you going to, your mom's there. Are you going to have her, you're going to ask her to vote for Caitlin?
I don't get into politics with my mother. I don't think I'm going to ask her to vote. I'm not going to ask her to vote for someone.
Would you please ask her to vote for Caitlin?
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Is Caitlin running as a Republican?
Well, apparently there's some recall election for their embattled governor.
Who, Gavin Newsom?
Yeah. So she's put her name in the hopper.
This one seems kind of fruitless for her. They're putting it out there that
words.
What? Fruitless?
Nothing, just saying.
Whatever. Fine, what's another word for that I should have used instead of fruitless?
I mean, is it worth? I don't know. Is
worthless?
It worthless?
What do you want me to use that?
Yeah, is it a waste of time?
Waste of time? You'd rather me say waste of time? When I was being economical with my words?
Just think that you gotta, words matter, Del.
Sure. It seems she's in a deep blue state, and she is a longtime Republican. I feel like it'd be an uphill battle for her to win that one because California goes blue.
I mean, but.
But what?
I mean, the whole situation there.
What situation? Is she changing of party affiliations?
Well, no, but she's. They had Ronald Reagan as their president, their governor.
How long ago was that, by the way?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. How long ago was that?
They had an actor. Now they got one of the Kardashians. Are you kidding me?
I know, and they also had Arnold. But
yeah.
California.
That wasn't that long ago.
Is a deep blue state, and it gets bluer
but by the. But when you're famous, all of a sudden, we don't care about that blue check mark anymore.
Do you think Caitlyn Jenner would win over Republican support?
How many followers does Caitlyn Jenner have?
I don't know. Do you think the Republicans in that state, which you would have to win by an abnormal amount, are going to vote for Caitlyn Jenner?
Abnormal again with this word?
Abnormal amount.
Oh.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Are they voting for her? Is she winning them over?
Yeah, she's winning everybody over.
Why?
Because she's a Kardashian. We're voting for her.
Who is this we? You're not voting in that state.
Yeah, in California, you know how big the Kardashians are?
What?
I mean.
You know who votes? Not dopey 20-year-olds and teenagers.
You sure about that?
The people who vote aren't going to be swayed by the Kardashians. In fact, they're probably going to be pissed off that they have to have one of them as a option.
Listen, the Kardashians are the. Let's see how many followers there are.
Okay,
if the Kardashians get behind Caitlyn, which I don't know, are they going to?
You know, all of the followers aren't Californians, right?
For the most part, no. They are. Yeah,
it's a worldwide thing. It's not for the most part.
No. It for the most part, everybody that follows them is from California.
That's not true.
Anyway, so let's call mom and see if she'll vote for him. Let's get her on the show. Let's get your mom on the show and see if she'll vote. Is she up yet? It's 8:30 there. Can we get mom on the show? Who's that? Who's that, Del?
Some listener said, tell Del, who's talking to me, he didn't know it was me he was talking to, that Jenner already switched parties once. And he couldn't get over himself how much he was laughing at his own joke.
He thought that was great.
That's what I was laughing at, how much he was laughing.
All right, 1026 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, and if you want to talk about, are you going to vote for Caitlyn Jenner? Then you can get in.
Well, become a resident of California. You may have that option. You can't vote for her right now.
713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Aaron Wilson is reporting this. Justin Reed said former Texans linebacker Brennan Scarlett, now with the Miami Dolphins, remains the Texans NFLPA union representative for now. Don't you think they should have somebody that's on their team?
I mean, I think he's officially a Dolphin, so how is this possible?
Well, think that
they haven't voted for a new one yet, I guess?
Apparently
how's that
not.
Work?
Well, nor, yeah, appointed or anything. Yeah, whatever. Brennan Scarlett still, hey.
So Texans players, when they want their message to get across, have to talk to him.
Have to talk to Brennan Scarlett.
And then he takes it to the NFLPA.
I don't know.
Okay. It's just,
oh, the Texans are screwing something up? Okay. All right. I didn't know that would happen. Astros win. Rockets officially eliminated from the playoff hunt.
So one of their goals has been accomplished.
13 games left for our team, for our Rockets. How many games do they have to lose?
To stay in the top four?
Yeah.
Where is Orlando? Are they the four seed, Orlando? I mean, the fourth worst record right now, Orlando?
Orlando, as we speak, Orlando is 18-41.
Well, I guess the fifth best.
They're three games up on Orlando.
Who has the fifth worst record?
Well, you know, you need to be in the top three.
Well, you would like the top three. It gives you a better percentage, but the top four means you keep your pick, but I get what you're saying. So Orlando and the Pistons are tied with wins. The Pistons have one more loss, and then you have the Rockets, Minnesota, and then Oklahoma City has the fifth worst record in basketball.
If you lose 10, the worst you can do is tie for the third spot.
Okay. And you have a half game lead for the worst record in basketball.
How many do we have to lose?
Well, let's look at the schedule. You have to think about who's going to be resting players. The Clippers, have them tonight.
Clippers will go for it because they're need seeding.
At Denver
They'll go for it. They'll play hard.
You got a big one against Minnesota.
That's a huge game.
If you can lose that one, you're probably locked in. Because really it's about the last week of the season and who's resting. Atlanta will probably – that's the last game of the year. At Atlanta. Atlanta will be probably playing for seeding. And depending on what matchup they like, staying out of the top, staying out of the play-in. So
hopefully Trae Young's back.
Yeah, you can probably, well, obviously things have to work out, but you would expect Atlanta to be trying very hard if they have something on the line.
I've seen this is the hardest schedule going down. The Rockets are playing the hardest schedule.
Yeah,
down
they have the stretch. They have the roughest schedule. It just depends on who needs what.
The only gimme or the only game, okay, L.A. the Clippers at Denver, they're going to play hard. Milwaukee's going to play hard. Mm-hmm. New York Knicks are going to play hard. Philadelphia's going to play hard.
Golden State will play hard.
Milwaukee will play hard. At Utah, they'll play hard. At Portland, they've got to play. At the Lakers on May 12th. Well,
it depends on how bad. If the Lakers slide.
Do they have to play hard?
The issue is the Lakers, if they slide, where are they in terms of the play-in? That's the one thing they would like to avoid, clearly.
Oh, nobody wants to play.
So that's what I'm saying. You have to figure out. And who's on a back-to-back? Because you know that means some team's going to rest players.
If LeBron gets back pretty soon, they're going to be fighting for the third or fourth seed.
Didn't we just come out and say he's not that close to coming back?
He said no, I think it's a little over a week now. He'll be back in a little over a week.
Well, a week makes it the 30th, right, or so?
Yeah, there's plenty of games left for him to play. And they need to play for positioning. Court advantage at all?
I don't think the Lakers care. They might try to find a favorable matchup, but I don't think they're going to be pushing for a top four seed. As long as they can stay out of, playing the whoever the one seed is. I don't think the Lakers are afraid of anybody they play, as long as those two guys are on the floor.
All of these teams have to play. All of these teams are going
to
want to win.
You have to look at who's playing back-to-backs. You can guarantee some team's going to rest a guy if they have a back-to-back. Those things are happening. It's compressed.
Rest a guy doesn't matter against the Rockets.
Well, I'm just trying to eliminate.
The Heat rested their whole team.
I'm trying to eliminate any opportunity. So if you have to worry about who's playing, because it might not be one guy. It could be like six of them. You just have to look and see. Milwaukee, are they coming off a back-to-back when they play the Rockets?
Well, listen, if you're getting down the stretch and the only team you've beaten so far is Minnesota, right? You're fine. Because two wins, you can't possibly fall out of the top three.
You just don't need an upset in the next six or seven games.
Well, name one. Name an upset.
That's the point. Well, that's why they're called upsets.
No, but what? But
you don't need one.
There's upsets, and then that's outrageous. Any of these teams, listen.
Well, they beat Dallas at home, and beating Golden State wouldn't be outrageous.
No, that's one that wouldn't be outrageous. Atlanta wouldn't be outrageous.
Even beating the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks are fine, but they're not great. They're fine. They play really good defense. Beating the Knicks would be an upset, certainly. But if I'm looking at the most likely games, that back-to-back of Golden State and the Knicks are the two you want to worry about and go, if we can get through those with losses, we're in really good shape.
Well, John Wall won't be playing in one of those.
Does that help or hurt?
Well, that's a question. Listen, I don't think it's coming down to the wire, though. Hey, and don't forget, Orlando could win a game.
Yeah, I don't think the Rockets are falling out of the top three. But if we're looking at things to make sure it doesn't happen, lose to Minnesota, and you're pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, you're guaranteed.
And then you want to lose some Golden State and New York.
In New York. And the other ones, I'll take care of themselves. Those losses will take care of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the Rockets may luck into a win in those last three or four games because teams are either resting guys or whatever. But, yeah, this next four or five games is really big.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the Clippers. The Clippers, I don't know what their standing is. Are they going to play Kawhi? I don't think Kawhi is going to play. As long as Paul George is there, you should be okay. The Grizzlies just got their ass kicked by the Clippers, and Kawhi and Paul George weren't playing. So certainly the Clippers have enough if they rest those two guys.
Do the Rockets have to finish with one of the four worst records to keep? No, it's all about the lottery. It's all about the ping pong.
Yeah, ball. We're just trying to give them the best opportunity.
Yes, that's all. 52% if they finish in the top. But that's the best chance they have of finishing, of getting a top four pick.
Yes.
Is by losing.
And
we want the best possibility.
And we know.
But there's still a 48% chance that they fall out of there.
So, which means it's way higher than you would want
but
for
we want
a season.
The best chance.
48% is way higher than you want for a season that's been this bad. That is almost 50-50 that you fall out of the top four. You might have the worst record in basketball, and it would still be almost 50-50 that you fall out of the top four.
Yeah.
That's a terrible feeling.
Well, but that stopped tanking. Really? Did it?
Not for the teams who really tried at it. It didn't. And the play-in was supposed to do that, and that has for some. The Wizards are going all out. I don't know if I don't know if it's changed, but the last time I looked at the standings, they had won 8 in a row.
The Wiz is playing. Yeah, they're playing great.
Let's see. Yeah. No, 6 in a row. It was 6. The Knicks have won 8 in a row. The Wizards have won 6 in a row. And you know why? Because they're in the play-in spot. They're number 10. So it has stopped tanking in some regard. Like, behind them, the Bulls and the Raptors are going to keep trying to win because they're only half a game back. But for the worst teams in basketball, like the Rockets, you're not stopping that tank. It's only, well, only so much you can do.
I don't know. I mean, it looks like they play hard. They just suck.
Well, yeah. That's true.
I mean, they do. They play hard.
Well, to your point, it's just that these teams are really, really bad.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about how bad they are.
And it just doesn't seem like they're that bad.
Then you look at the final scores of games.
And you go, what the?
They had a lead against the Heat at the half.
And got their ass handed to them on the team.
And lost by 20. Final score.
With Hassan Whiteside on the bench.
Well, no, he's not on the team. He plays in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. 713-780-3777. Well, actually, don't call in now. You're done.
We're minutes away from News of the Week.
Aaron Rodgers. How about this? Did you watch any of them?
Watch any of what?
Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy?
No, but I know he's gotten people to watch.
I tuned in to see him.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. You want to see what that star football player and how he handles the situation. And apparently he got better as it went along.
Yeah, and he was good for the ratings. They were up 14% from the week before.
He's serious about it. He figured out the time constraints during the year. He wants to be the full-time guy. He says,
yeah, so does Joe Buck. And so does, I think, Anderson Cooper.
And LeVar Burton's going to be a guest
Burton,
host.
LeVar Burton, I think, is probably the favorite, right?
People campaign for LeVar Burton, so he's going to get an opportunity to be a guest host. But if Jeopardy's about ratings,
who are you going to watch?
And you talk about moments. You don't think people, like, if it's, we don't know the filming and stuff, but if Aaron Rodgers is coming off a bad week, you don't think somebody who's a football person would be like, might drop a comment in during
the. You know, they're all taped in the offseason, right?
I thought they weren't.
Well, no. That. He possibly could.
Yeah, but he said, well, I have some off days here. We can do it. I imagine the Green Bay Packers would appreciate it if he did them all during the offseason. But he had it figured out where, yeah, I can come in on this day.
On Tuesdays, my day off.
And do it and do that. And
it seems like it would be a bit much, though.
What, flying to L.A. from Green Bay on a private plane?
Yeah.
And then coming back?
Yeah.
I bet. Look, Aaron Rodgers is probably like criticism-proof, but struggle. While you're taping Jeopardy, struggle for a week, couple weeks. Then we'll see.
Did he tape Jeopardy this week? Is that what he did?
See, that's what I'm saying. He's playing
he was taping Jeopardy.
If he gets the job, good on him. But he's playing a dangerous game if he decides he wants to tape during the season. Because players tape commercials on their day off.
Well, that's why Tony Romo sucked, because he played golf in the off season.
Is that the reason why?
That's why. By the way, Tony's playing in an amateur event here at Carlton Woods. I think it's an amateur event to get into something anyway. He's going to be playing here at Carlton Woods, and I know his caddy. And we'll see, you know, Tony. So all you Cowboy fans should get up there and see Tony.
It's open to the
public. No, it's not.
No.
Don't do anything. And by the way, you're a loser if you try to go watch Tony Romo play golf because you're a Cowboy
fan. You're
going
to wear your Tony Romo jerseys tucked into your khakis and then go watch
No,
him
you
play
can't
golf.
Be get on the course because we have collared shirts at golf courses. Thank you. It's a classy.
You can't wear a collared shirt under the jersey?
Well, no, jerseys aren't allowed. Thank you.
What kind of elitist bull crap is that?
It's not elitist.
Yes, it is.
No, we don't want that kind. Especially Cowboy jersey.
So you say we don't want that kind, and it's not elitist?
No, it's not elitist.
What is it then?
That kind.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very inclusive.
No. Texan jersey? Okay.
No, who's
under what, your what, over your collar shirt?
Texans jersey are you wearing?
I ain't wearing no Texans jersey. I don't know.
More people will be wearing little towels as opposed
to
jerseys.
Ooh, little four towels.
Godly.
All right. News of the Wire coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports. This
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, here's a nice story, Del. A trooper had to retire. He was accused of stealing women's underwear and lotion from an Oneida Walmart. Do you think the troopers should steal lotion and women's underwear?
I don't think the underwear is really the point. I don't think troopers should steal. Because maybe he has a wife at home or girlfriend at home he's trying to get underwear for or whatever. Although I'm not sure. See, I don't know what type of woman he's with. Some women would like, I don't want you grabbing Walmart underwear for
well,
me.
Do you think it might have been for himself with the lotion?
Well, maybe. But you would think, look, if that's a fetish of yours, yeah. Are you really taking Walmart's underwear? Wouldn't you want
maybe if you thought it's an easy place to steal underwear.
Apparently not that easy. He got caught.
Well, they have name brand underwear there,
they
too.
They do?
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never bought women's underwear but I'm sure it's not generic Walmart underwear.
Sure, but you don't think he would want a higher quality of underwear for what he's planning to do?
I don't think it's not Victoria's Secret, but it might be nice. You don't know.
You're right, I don't know.
It could be nice and lacy for him.
I haven't walked through that part of the store.
Just cheaper. And what really cheap when you steal him.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the case.
So apparently a woman says that the killing of her ex-husband was done by the family dog. The dog attacked the ex-husband, Ray Green. Unfortunately, the story fell apart when his body was found with 10 gunshot wounds. Do you think the dog shot her ex 10 times?
I don't know that that didn't happen. Do we know the dog's propensity to using firearms?
No. I don't know what kind of
if
shot the dog is.
You can trade a squirrel to ride a small little, I don't know, surfboard or actually skis. I've seen that. I've seen a squirrel or a dog on a skateboard. You telling me a dog can't fire a weapon?
Yeah, I don't know. Had to reload?
That whole opposable thumb thing is in question.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jana Kramer and Mike Cawson.
She's done acting, and she's a country singer, right?
Yeah. Well, they co-authored a book on strengthening relationships. They're splitting up. That's a shame.
Yeah, I know the
story. Doesn't
seem
like it's that strong.
She wouldn't own up to the split immediately. I don't know if that coincided with the book coming out, but I know at some point people had asked her about it, and she's like, "No, we're fine." And then like 2 months later, they're done.
Yeah,
yeah.
Doesn't seem like that strong. Maybe that book isn't all that great a read.
Well, you don't know how the book ends. It might go, "And we were wrong about everything."
Don't do this. Apparently, Odell, are you a honey fan?
I don't really eat it. No.
Well, American honey may contain traces of nuclear fallout from the 1950s and 60s. Some American-made honey contains traces of radioactive isotope. Apparently, these trees were around, got some nuclear fallout, and they're producing, I don't know.
Well, luckily, I'm not that guy. Yeah, that stuff, depending on where the tree is, that stuff doesn't leave. That stuff just seeps into the ground. Do I get superpowers if I eat the honey?
I don't.
Oh, it's a big day, John, for nerd culture today. I don't know if you've heard.
What is it?
You've got another the season finale, maybe series finale of Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I don't know what that means.
It's their Captain America sidekicks, pretty much, and they have their own show on Disney Plus. You've got Mortal Kombat. The movie is out today.
Oh my goodness, that's something I'll never see.
I know. And then you also have a show called Invincible. It's another superhero. That's an actual cartoon.
What is it?
Invincible. It's a show about a superhero.
What about the Invincibles?
No, that's a show about a family of superheroes.
Well, can we figure out another name?
No, Invincible and Invincibles. And the gimmick in Invincible, John, is no one ever says the word invincible. Like, it goes, and his name is, and then it's the title credits. That's the gimmick. Also, it's not a bad show, but it's a big day in nerd culture today, John.
Wow.
You won't be able to watch
it. For cartoons. This is a big day for cartoons.
Not everything is a cartoon.
It kind of is. It really kind of is. Apparently, Richard Glenn's behavior so unacceptable, he was sent home early during Long Ridge Towers' school trip to Costa Rica. He admitted to gross misconduct. Apparently, he took grade schoolers to a strip club there.
What's wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with it. It cost the school up to $4,800. There were 16 to 18 year olds. They're high schoolers. He was drinking with the pupils, allowing one or more pupils to drink alcohol despite being the legal age, threatening to kick the head in one of the pupils, telling one pupil, I'm not in trouble, you're in trouble, taking one or more pupils to a strip club. This seems like a teacher I want, though. He kind of is.
Yeah, you would party with them.
Or I'd be the teacher. This is how I teach my high school kids.
I feel like you would be more responsible.
Nah.
I mean, I wouldn't ever hire you to do anything with children, but I think you have a sense of self-preservation.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a fun trip to me.
But you're not dumb. Like that's a
yeah, that's dumb.
That's a dumb thing to
you
do.
You weren't going to get away with all
and
that.
And there's no way that was going to be allowed and not be found out. And I don't think you would want the hassle of dealing with teenagers at the strip club.
A formerly homeless teacher in the UK who stole money from her mom to fund her addictions is now a millionaire thanks to her work as an OnlyFans model.
It's the come up right now. If you are somewhat attractive and are willing to show some, you know,
stuff.
I was going to say your body, but sure, stuff.
You do stuff on there too?
You don't always have to. It's easy.
Don't you make more money if you do?
I think the business model is you get the subscriptions and then you charge like pay-per-view for different things. I'm going to do this today. It'll cost you $25 for the
video.
So it's easy money, but it's good money.
Yeah. Eliza Watson is her name, Del. Looking her up?
I'm going to look her up right now. And see what I sign up.
An airline charged a man $770 million for extra legroom. Do you think that was excessive?
How tall was this guy?
There's a question. Seems like a lot.
Uh-oh. I just found Eliza Watson.
Does she do stuff on there?
Oh, not the actual OnlyFans. I'm looking at her. And she looks like a woman who would have never been homeless because some dude would have been like, look, I don't even know what you're saying, but I want you on my arm. That's how attractive she is. And yet, she was homeless. I don't know. Have you found a picture of her?
I saw her.
How can she... Why was she ever homeless? She couldn't have just duped some dude into taking care of her. Look, I'm not saying that's a great way to go about life.
But she could have.
But she could have easily.
Well, she seems like she has some addiction problems.
Guys, you could have found a guy who would have propped that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you'll do stuff, I'll help you out with that.
Well, yes, that is the case.
A less than zero situation only with a girl.
Yeah. I mean, I don't – the most remarkable thing – you know, we had that conversation about did I think an alien coming down to Earth and killing half the universe's population is more believable than a heart of gold pimp and prostitute.
Right.
This is less likely than the alien thing, too, that this woman was ever homeless.
That she couldn't find somebody
to
give her some money.
Yeah, I can't
to do stuff.
Well, she did find people, a lot of people now.
Yeah, no, she's found a lot. Apparently, two intruders broke into Denny's at 3 a.m. What do you think they did, Del?
They made themselves some pancakes?
They made themselves some eggs.
Why would you break into Denny's other than to make yourself... Wait, Denny's isn't open 24 hours a day?
Apparently not.
Every Denny's near my house is open all the time.
In Evansville, too? No, in Evansville, apparently they closed their Denny's. So they broke in and they wanted some eggs. Can't blame them. Denny's has wonderful eggs. And bacon and that ham.
I've never had Denny's ham.
You haven't?
No.
Denny's ham's okay.
I'm pretty much a strictly... Bacon? Pancake and sausage.
Pancake? Nah, I'm not a pancake guy. You looking for a job, Del? You can be a part-time cannabis reviewer. It pays $30,000 a year to test weed products.
What do you think would affect this? No, I was going to say that, but there are people here who do that not for free because they pay for it and then come work here.
Yeah.
So
they're actually paying for it when you could get paid.
How much weed do I have to take or a smoke or eat in edible form? How much?
Well, you have to review different.
It's a job. So
it's a job. You think you might even get, even enthusiasts might get sick of that job?
I know a lot of, like Seth Rogen's been doing, been smoking and eating weed or edibles all, pretty much it feels like his, my entire adult life. That dude, I don't think he's tired of it.
No, I think he'd probably be like, huh, I'll take that so 30
I,
large.
Yeah, so I think the enthusiasts.
I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm paying for it. I might as well get paid for it.
Yeah, like that woman. She's going to do it anyway. Might as well get paid for it.
So to answer your question, no. I think you'll find people who would never get sick and tired of doing it.
Yeah. That sounds like a good job for you, Doug.
Why for me?
Well, to make a little 30 on the side.
To be honest with you, there's someone who works in this position a little later in the day.
It'd be perfect for. 10:56. We're done. The Charlie Polillo show is next, right? Is Charlie? What about a job for Charlie? I don't think so.
He doesn't seem like the type.
He doesn't seem like that. No, he ain't about that life. He's next right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.